reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A dynamic second half for you guys. Fall behind 21-20 there in the third quarter after the halftime lead, and then just blitz Bryant over the last 15-20 minutes and pull away for a 50-21 win. Talk about that second half and what impressed you about your team's effort.
Well, it was certainly an interesting game. You know, we got up early on them. As you said, we were up at halftime 20-7, and then just had two bad possessions in the early part of the third quarter, which put us behind. And you look up at the scoreboard, there was a lot of time left and we were behind. But I think our kids just stayed focused, regrouped, and in the second half, you know, we were able to put an offensive drive together right away and took the lead back, blocked the punt, and then we're able to drive down for a field goal and put another touchdown on the board, and at the end, interception return. So, you know, it was an overall good win. I think Brian's very good offensive team and put challenges out there for us at times.
Offensively, you guys put up some big numbers, 426 yards, and maybe most impressively, 273 on the ground, a couple of backs over 100 yards, first time that's happened since 2016 with Jordan Gowans. 146 yards, Donnie Lee, a team with 107, plus that big catch out of the backfield. Just talk about your effort offensively.
Yeah, I thought our coaches prepared our kids very well. You know, we did not have great success the week before running the ball, and you know, some of that was personnel-related when we played Air Force, but also we needed to perform better. We had three new starters in the offensive line that I think learned how to play the speed of the game, and I think they showed up on Saturday and did that, and certainly played much better as a unit.
Did you feel like going into the game that the establishing that run game was something that that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think you know, college football is one in the pits, and I think you got to be able to defend the run and run the football every Saturday. You know, and I think if you can do that, you're normally going to be in ball games. So, you know, we did feel it was very important. And, you know, Bryan is a team that can score points. So we wanted to establish, you know, the physical part of the game. And I thought we did that.
You got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Adam Peck with Brooklyn.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to ask you about the offense this week. Obviously, you know, the performance from week one to week two, night and day, but it was a bit of a new look, it seemed like, for the offense in terms of the speed with which Carbone and some of the other guys manufactured some of these drives, particularly in that first quarter. I think you guys scored that first touchdown in under 2 minutes, and I was hoping you might be able to talk about, you know, the decision to kind of speed up the offense a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always try to play with the last year, so we've tried to play with tempo, but I thought we did a better job of the emphasis of it in practice, and I do agree, you know, we were on point, and it's all about gaining yards and first down. If you can gain yards at first down, you can play with tempo. We were able to do that throughout the game. We had no negative runs during the game. Everything was positive. Everything came in chunks. And, you know, we got a lot of first downs to first downs, which allows you to speed it up. And I think that certainly came in play, and I think we were able to wear Bryant down on those quick hitters.
Thanks, Coach.
Got it.
Chuck, switching to the defensive side of the ball, a monster night from Shane Lawless, career high 17 tackles, and I think everybody in the conference knows what an outstanding player he is, but just talk about his role, especially with some of the losses you had to graduation, of him being kind of the leader of that unit now.
Yeah, he's done a great job of being captain of this team. Certainly have great trust in Shane's ability to lead our defense and the energy that he plays. And he doesn't come off the field on any scenarios defensively for us. Has played every play for several years now. He's got great instincts to the football, and his athleticism really can shine in a game like Saturday. His ability to go sideline to sidelines and make plays and certainly make up for some other mistakes that might be made.
And then I think you touched on the two long interception returns for touchdown, E.J. Finneran in there in the second quarter, and then the late one by DeMarcus Miller. Just talk about those two plays.
Yeah, I think, if you could score points, and obviously from special teams and from your defense, it's real positive. And I thought EJ's play was a big play at the time of the game. We were up 14-0. They were driving for a touchdown. He stepped in front of it, and he was a high school receiver. And you saw that when he picked it off, he was able to take it to the house. And it adds an excitement level. It also swung the game back in our favor, which was obviously real positive in that thing. And then at the end of the game, DeMarcus really made a great play to end the game there, and it was exciting for him. He's a kid that's been in the program, redshirt junior, has played little, battled some injuries at times, and playing much more this year. Has played well in both games, so we're excited for him.
Sort of to complete the all-around performance, you get the block punt by Casey Williams that was a big touchdown at the time, gave you a two-score lead there in the third quarter. It seems like every year you guys have had success with blocking punts and scoring touchdowns. How are you so successful doing that?
Yeah, I think our special teams coordinator, Tony Thompson, has done a great job of scheming opposing punts. We're a pressure-oriented punt return team. We do feel that allows you to get better returns also. So we're gonna attack you as a punt return team, and our kids do a great job of block points and creating the matches that we need to do. And I believe that's the fourth or fifth touchdown in the last 3 years. So it's been something that's been pretty good for us.
Your team's back on the road Saturday, making the trip to Fordham. As you've taken an early look at Fordham, talk about some of the challenges that they present for you.
Yeah, they've played two tough opponents in Charlotte and Richmond, and I think if you look at the game and you look at the first half of both games, they were really in both games and at times had control of both games. It looks like they wore out a little bit in the second half, and that might be depth-related or the physicality of the game, but I'm impressed with how they played defensively. They're attack-oriented. They play some sub-packages that put different players on the field. They're playing a lot of kids right now. New staff came in from Yale, and they do a great job coaching. Their kids play with energy, and on the other side of the ball offensively, I think they've thrown the ball well, haven't rushed it as well, but I think that might be more of a product of who they're playing than their ability. So this is an exciting game for us. People say, is it a rivalry game? Well, first time we've played them since I've been here, but we have a 6-year contract going. So I think it's awesome for them and us that we were able to get this in gear, and it'll turn into, I think, a great rivalry as we move forward.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and good luck on Saturday at Fordham.
Thank you.